Welcome to the Townships at 12. You're listening to CJMQ 88.9 FM, the voice of the townships. And I'm your host, Maureen Dillon Teasdale. In today's show, we're turning our attention to a remarkable organization that has been caring for seniors in our community for generations, the Grace Village Retirement Home in Lenoxville and Huntingville. In the first half of the show, I will talk with Peter Provencher, who is the president of the Grace Village Care Foundation Board. And in the second part of today's show, I will talk with Alexandra Reed, who is on the board of directors and who is responsible for organizing the 2026 The Gala fundraiser for the Grace Village Care Foundation. As always, I will have lots of announcements for community events, some health news, and some music. So let's get started with a song called You've Got a Friend, and it's by Carole King.
Troubled, and you need some love and care, and nothing is going right. Close your eyes and think of me, and soon.
Spring, summer, or fall. All you have to do is call.
Since 1957, Grace Village has been a cornerstone in the Eastern Townships, founded with a vision of providing compassionate care for English-speaking seniors and growing into the warm bilingual community it is today. Supporting that important work is the Grace Village Care Foundation, a charitable organization dedicated to ensuring that every resident receives the care they need, regardless of financial circumstances, while also enhancing quality of life through programs, equipment, and facility improvements. Joining me today is Peter Provencher. He is the president of the board of directors for the Grace Village Care Foundation, and he will talk about the mission behind this work. Maureen Dillon Teasdale for theCUBE, and today I'm really pleased to welcome president of the Grace Village Care Foundation board, Peter Provencher. So welcome to the Townships at 12, Peter.
Thank you very much, Maureen.
Could you start by telling our listeners a little bit about the role with the Grace Village Care Foundation you're involved in?
Well, the foundation was set up in 2004. And it was set up to receive donations from individuals, foundations, so that a tax receipt could be issued, because foundations give to foundations, but they will only give to foundations that have a tax, charitable tax status. Also, we do run most of the fundraising activities for the Grace Village. Our sole purpose is to collect funds, manage funds, and to support in a financial way, and also to support volunteers for the benefit of the Grace Village.
Okay, so you do a lot. Now, the Grace Village, I believe, began in 1957?
That's correct, yes.
And the foundation in 2004. Now, what led to the creation of the foundation?
Foundations are created so that money can be put aside and invested to create an endowment. And that endowment is used to the proceeds from that endowment is used to support, in this case, the Grace Village. So that's why it was set up. Fundraising activities at a certain point in the life of an organization, a charitable organization, foundation is set up to segregate the capital that's raised so that the underlying organization, in this case, the Grace Village, can concentrate on running their organization, and the foundation can concentrate on raising money principally for the benefit of the underlying organization.
Mm-hmm. Now, I believe recently the Grace Village was one of the recipients of some money from the defunct Barrie Rest Home. Is that correct?
Yeah, St. Paul's Rest Home in Barrie had to close, unfortunately. The main reason is that they just could not find people to hire, you know, caregivers. And also their building required a lot of upgrades. So you reach a point that, you know, you either renovate, build anew, or close. So St. Paul's made the decision to close, and both Wales Home and Grace Home, or Grace Village, as we call it, were able to take the residents that were still living in the St. Paul's Rest Home. And then with time, St. Paul's decided to wind down their foundation. They also had a foundation like we do, and Wales does. Wales also has a foundation. And because we're in the area of supporting seniors' health care, we received a portion of the St. Paul's Rest Home money.
And was that earmarked for something special or just general care of the residents?
In our case, the funds were not really restricted. We could use them as we saw fit. A portion of those funds that had been donated to the St. Paul's Rest Home Foundation by the original Sherbrooke Hospital Foundation, those funds are now in what we call the Grace Village Care Foundation Sherbrooke Hospital Fund, because we also got money from the Sherbrooke Hospital Foundation when that foundation closed years ago. So we keep a segregated investment account, and it's called the Sherbrooke Hospital Fund. So a portion of the money we received from St. Paul went into that fund. So that fund is used primarily for resident support programs, and also to improve the Grace Village, buy more equipment, to be able to offer more programs for the seniors, We do not use it to fund any administrative costs.
Okay, that is interesting. What made you personally get involved with the foundation?
Well, I was asked to join the foundation back in, oh my gosh, I guess it was 2015, 16. Before the Grace was built, the Grace opened in 2017. So it'll be 10 years old in July 2027. It'll be 10 years old. So I got involved at the request of the current executive director, Greg Bishop, and other people. And I do have experience in the fundraising business and sitting on committees and boards of different foundations. So I was happy to do that. And it was a wonderful project. Two existing facilities were to be closed, the original Grace in Huntingville and the Connaught Home in North Hatley, and a new facility to be built. So that's what happened. And it went very well. And the end result is most impressive. Anybody that goes to the Grace, the new Grace Village, is impressed by the facility. And we were able to sell the Connaught, and it's been since turned into apartment buildings. The original Grace on the property where the new Grace is located has been demolished. So it was an exciting project. So I sort of stayed on the board and helped with activity, ended up moving up through the ranks and became president effective this year, January 1st. So I have a 2-year term, and my objective is to continue doing the good work we're doing and to raise more money to make sure our endowment fund is healthy so we can invest that money and the proceeds can be used to support the Grace.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful place. I've heard nothing but good things about it, and the place itself is really beautiful.
It is. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Now, what does financial assistance from the foundation mean for residents and their families?
Well, as you probably know, or anybody knows, if they have a senior member of their family that's having to go into a long-term care facility, or even a senior's home, or even a senior's apartment, the costs are substantial. And there's two factors. One factor is people are living longer, and they're outliving their investments. You know, I've worked in the investment business most of my life as a wealth advisor, and it's a situation where people build up the retirement plan, usually an RSP. They may or may not have a pension, and then they end up selling their house if they do have a house, and then that capital is used, well, initially, I suppose, for retirement and maybe travel and leisure. And then there's this crunch, which is the cost of long-term healthcare, and it's very expensive. And there are public facilities, but they're not enough of them. And they don't offer bilingual services most of the time. The only two facilities that really offer long-term care in English and French are the Wales Home and the Grace Village. So in the townships. So the foundations have to fill in that void because people live longer and they basically run out of money, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And government subsidization is either stagnant often or even decreasing. So it's not guaranteed. So every year these homes have to negotiate with the Quebec government, and it's not the fault of the structure of the government. It's government policy, I guess. But we've always said the cost of long-term health care for seniors is a brick wall, and it shows more and more and more. So we, like other organizations throughout the province, have to find ways of subsidizing our residents so they can stay. We cannot put a resident out because he or she can't pay. We just cannot do that. We don't do that. Our mission is to never do that. We'll find a way to pay. So we've been very fortunate that we've worked hard and been very lucky that we've received donations such as from the St. Paul's Rest Home Foundation and others. I mean, you know, individuals, other foundations. So, and the government. I mean, the government's been generous, you know, but the cost of healthcare, especially the labor costs, you know, caregivers, nurses is very expensive, and it goes up and up and up. So that's why we all these not-for-profits such as us, Grace Village and Wales, need a foundation. It's essential.
Exactly. Can you share an example of how donor support has made a real difference in someone's life?
Well, I can't be specific because I can't sort of, you know, give you figures, specific figures or individuals or foundations' names. But if you come to the Grace, you'll see, you know, plaques, which are tributes to donors. And when we built the Grace, there are some major donors that really stepped up to the plate and made it happen. And they still support us going forward. So we've been very, very fortunate there. And also there is no debt on the building, that I'm very proud to say. We're debt free. So, and we want to keep it that way. We don't want to get into a problem where we're borrowing against our building to pay for our costs. And the whole thing was built, the whole Grace Village was built with donations from foundations, families, individuals, a lot of activities. Also, we have a very, very impressive and loyal volunteer base, and that is essential. Organizations like the Grace, and I can speak for the Wales too, because I know the Wales well. We cannot survive without volunteers, and we have a lot of them, and they're extremely dedicated. We're having an event this month at the Grace to honor them. They are, you know, not to be forgotten. They are essential people, as essential as the foundation.
Mm-hmm, definitely. Many residents have deep roots in the townships, and how does Grace Village reflect and support its bilingual community?
Well, we do recognize the original, especially the Anglophone members of our community, and there are a lot of them that are left. The older ones often are left. The younger ones often have moved away to other provinces or say to Montreal. There's one astonishing fact that I never knew. I found this out sort of, I guess, 4 or 5 years ago, and it was a study done by the Anglican Church or the Anglican Diocese of Quebec, that the Anglophone community in Quebec, especially the eastern townships, not in Quebec, the eastern townships specifically, are one of the poorest minorities in Canada. So the need is even stronger to support those people. They're often from a rural farming community. They literally have, in some cases, no money at all. They've worked all their lives, and there's a pride there where they won't ask for help. It's just on their genes. So we're there for them, and it's important that we always be there for them until the last one needs what we have to offer.
What makes the Grace Village such a special place compared to any other care settings, do you think?
Well, I think its physical setup is very nice. We have two beautiful gardens. Interior gardens, and we have, you know, modern facilities. Often, you know, the former Grace and the Connaught home in North Hatley were, you know, the care was very good, but the plant and equipment, the facilities were just, you know, not in good shape, and that's why we had to basically close them down. But I think the Grace is, you know, there's a good team effort. My mother's there; she'll be there 5 years in October of this year, and she suffers from Alzheimer's disease, and her care is excellent. And the caregivers, you know, they're, and you know, I can't speak for other facilities, but I think when there's a strong, because a lot of these caregivers come from the area, you know, they know a lot of these, you know, their friends, the residents are friends of their parents or grandparents. I think that makes it special. We're also bilingual, so we do have a sizable Francophone community. It's sort of in the 20% range. So our staff are functionally bilingual. And again, our volunteers are very close to our residents. So our staff, our volunteers, our administration is also very close to the residents. You know, they're out walking around. They don't sit in their offices. Our director general, Brigitte Lambert, she's out walking around doing all kinds of things. And she interacts with staff as well as residents. So as does the financial guy, as does the admissions person. So you can call it a family, I guess. Mm-hmm. And I'm part of it too. And the directors on both boards, the Grace Village board and our board, the foundation board, are very much involved with the operations of the home.
Okay. Definitely sounds like a family atmosphere. Now you have a gala coming up on June 27th at 6 p.m. at the Grace Village. What about any other events? Any other events coming up soon?
Well, we have the gala. We also have a thrift shop called the Encore Thrift Shop, Encore Boutique, which is on College Street. That is also a big donor to Grace. They've raised over $500,000 in the last 5 years for the Grace. And that's continuous. So they're the biggest single activity fundraiser that we have. And that's all volunteer. It's just this year, I think it's in June that they're going to have a manager, and she will be responsible for a strategic plan and, increasing basically the volume of sales. But they're the Encore, I call them the Encore ladies because there are four ladies that have created it and oversee it. Plus, I think they have over 40 volunteers, that work there. And that is a big activity. The gala is sort of a awareness activity. It does make money, but it brings people in to the Grace that have never heard of the Grace, never seen the Grace. And these people could be residents. They are supporting the Grace financially. And they get to see the Grace, and now friends of theirs are moving into the Grace. So it's what we call an awareness event. It's a big deal for us, and takes months of planning. And we get a lot of support from our suppliers, from individuals that want to donate. And it's a nice event. It's a cocktail dinatoire format, and it'll be held in the main hall and in also one of the gardens, depending upon weather. But Alexandra Reed, she's one of the directors on our board, and she's she heads that up.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a wonderful event. What about if somebody wants to donate or become a volunteer? Should they go to the website?
Yes, if they want to donate, they can go to the website. They can also call the Grace. Our director, she's the director of the foundation, Michelle Borba. They can call her. Her coordinates are on the website, and she will be able to direct them. There's a volunteer committee at the Grace that manages volunteers. So, yes, by all means, if anybody's interested, we always can use more money and more volunteers.
Mm-hmm, certainly. Anything else we left out that you'd like to add, Peter?
I guess that you've pretty well covered everything. I just want to say that, we often are negative about our government. I must say our members of Parliament and the legislature, the National Assembly, have been very supportive of the Grace. There have been changes, and there may be other changes in the government, but essentially, and also the health department functionaries are also supportive of the Grace. So I just want to point that out, because often people say, the government's not supportive. Well, no, they are. They're very supportive. But it's not easy when you've got, hundreds of residences or facilities that need funding, and you have a very limited budget. So we've been well treated by the government, it's a provincial jurisdiction, healthcare. So we deal mainly with the province, and they've been very supportive and helpful. So we don't have anything negative to say about that. And other than that, our community is very supportive too.
Wonderful. We've been talking with Peter Provencher. He is the president of the board of directors for the Grace Village Care Foundation. So thanks very much, Peter, and all the best.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a good day. Bye.
Bye-bye.
And next up, we have some community event announcements for you. The Grace Village Care Foundation ensures that every senior can live with dignity, security, and peace of mind, regardless of financial circumstances. Many of the residents have shaped our bilingual community and contributed to its growth. When unexpected financial challenges arise, the foundation ensures they can continue to call Grace Village home. On June 27th, they will be hosting their annual fundraising gala, bringing together community leaders, partners, and supporters. This cornerstone event raises essential funds to sustain and expand their support for residents facing financial hardship. They are looking for partnerships. If you are interested to support seniors in our community while providing meaningful visibility and alignment with a trusted and respected local institution, please go to the Grace Village website. Mother's Day Weekend Spring Market, happening at The Hut, 300 St. Francis Street in Lenoxville on Saturday, May 9th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. St. Francis Elementary School in Richmond is proud to present the 22nd edition of Babies and Kids Bazaar, taking place on Saturday, May 9th, 8:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at the school, located at 355 College Street South in Richmond. This student-led event highlights both community engagement and environmental responsibility. The gymnasium will feature up to 40 tables offering gently used children's items, as well as unique products from local vendors and entrepreneurs. In the cafeteria, visitors can browse a wide selection of gently used books in both English and French for all ages and purchase delicious treats off the bake table. Admission is free. Each visitor will receive a free door prize coupon. The event is organized and led by grade 5 students who are developing entrepreneurial skills while promoting reusing and buying local funds raised through table rentals, and the bake sale will support their end-of-year field trip camping to Riviere Nicolet in Watton. Those interested in selling can rent a table for $15 or two for $25, with clothing racks available for $5. Setup is simple and support is provided to ensure a smooth and enjoyable experience. For more information or to register online, please visit the Facebook page St. Francis Babies and Kids Bazaar. Mental Health S3 will be having another online workshop, Always On High, Functioning Anxiety and Hustle Culture, led by Melissa Hindley, MACO psychotherapist, Wednesday, April 29th, 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. online Zoom. Many of us know what it is like to feel constantly on, pushing through, staying productive, and carrying on even when we are overwhelmed. This workshop will explore high-functioning anxiety, the pressure to stay in work-hard mode, and how this can keep us stuck in stress and survival mode. Together, we'll look at how this shows up in our daily lives and share practical ways to move toward more balance. Call Mental Health S3 for more information or to register. 819-565-3777. The next presentation for the St. Francis Valley Naturalist Club will be on Wednesday, April 29th, 7 p.m. Margot Maillard will compare and contrast her experiences as an ecology intern in the Gaspé with those in Mexico. She will show photos and videos of the flora and fauna and describe life as a wildlife intern. So that comes up on April 29th, Wednesday, 7 p.m. That will be held at the Amity Baudouin Community Center. Members of the St. Francis Valley Naturalist Club and also anyone interested is welcome to attend. The Stansted Volunteer Center is having a fundraiser fashion show, an evening of style, community, and purpose. Enjoy a wine and cheese in good company. Saturday, May 23rd, at 7 p.m. at the Haskell Opera House in Stansted, Quebec. Tickets are $30 per person and must be purchased in advance. All proceeds from this event will go directly to the CAB Cab Redeker, helping support individuals and families in our community. You must be 18 years and over for this event. I would like to thank my guest on the first part of today's show, Peter Provencher, president of the Grace Village Care Foundation. We will take a break and hear the news with Derek Bullard, and then we will be right back with part two of the Townships at 12. And in part two today, I will be speaking with Alexandra Reed. She is on the board of directors for the Grace Village Care Foundation, and she will be speaking to us about the 2026 Gala fundraiser for the Grace Village Care Foundation. We will close part one with a song called You Are My Sunshine, and it's by Elizabeth Mitchell. You're listening to The Townships at 12 with me, your host, Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and the station is CJMQ 88.9 FM, the voice of the Eastern Townships.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. The other night, dear, when I lay sleeping, I dreamt I held you. Mistaken, so I hung my head and cried. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. Skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. Please don't take my sunshine away. Please don't take my sunshine away.